everybody. I'm Marie-Chantal Côté, Senior Vice President of Sun Life Group Benefits. And with me today is four-time Olympian Silken Lohmann. She's one of Canada's most inspirational leaders, a best-selling author, and a mental health advocate. Silken's Olympic story is legendary and so inspirational. She's a reigning world champion and fought back from a devastating rowing accident to win a bronze medal in the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona. In her best-selling memoir, Unsinkable, Silken shines a spotlight on all the obstacles she's encountered and overcome. She speaks candidly about her athletic success and triumph over physical adversity, but also the intense personal challenges of her past and the fierce determination she applies to living a bold and successful life today. Silken is the founder of Unsinkable, a nonprofit organization that supports mental health of adults and youth through storytelling, resources, programs, events, and community. Welcome, Silken. I'm so excited for a topic together, which is top of mind for all Canadians, resilience.
Yes. Well, we can start by saying we've all just been surviving a worldwide pandemic, and that's going to be good for our resilience because we know, you know, going through tough things and coming out the other end is one of the ways that we build resilience.
That's 100% true. And I would say if there's a word that now, to your point, has over the last 2 years really inserted itself into our new vocabulary, resilience is certainly one of those words. We've really had to leverage that skill much more than before.
Yeah. And I always think about resilience, you know, obviously it's our ability to weather the storms of life and, you know, the understanding that life, and it's not supposed to be easy. We've been living with this kind of illusion that we have this fantasy life out there and it's all going to be totally smooth. And that's not been my life, not just my accident 10 weeks before the Olympic Games, but many of the challenges of my life, most of them have been unexpected. And that's why resiliency is so important, because life is not just smooth sailing. There has so many ups and downs, and being able to harness our inner strength and be flexible and come up with solutions when, you know, difficult times do occur, because they will occur, as we've all just learned.
Mm. Yeah, that's such a good point. And I think that I think we've all had to leverage kind of our personal resilience, and we've discovered here at Sun Life that there's also the concept and the importance of organizational resilience. So it's really where, for example, when we think about organizations and we think about the pressure they have on financial, operational, technology risks, etc., it can be a bit challenging to find the time to prioritize the resilience of the organization, the resilience of our employees. And we know that, you know, for example, that can have a strong impact on productivity, absence, retention, and all of those things. So what do you think, for example, on your journey and from your experience, have been some of the attributes foundationally for building personal resilience?
Well, it's interesting, because I'd say the first one is that it is that we don't expect life and to be easy. I think when you have the expectation that life is going to be so smooth, it sets you up for being surprised and sad when life is not easy. So I think that's really important. You know, self-awareness is huge. I mean, when I think back, Marie-Chantal, to when I struggled the most when my kids were young, I didn't really have an awareness of what I needed to be at my best. I was so used to performing at a high level and just shutting everything down. And I didn't have an awareness of how important it was for me to be in quiet, for instance, and to be alone. So here I was with a 2- and 4-year-old working full time, all the challenges of life that we all have. And I wasn't coping. It was only later that I realized how important it was for me to spend time alone to kind of decompress. So that awareness of what we need, and it is unique. Some people recharge by being with other people. I recharge by being on my own. Understanding and being able to learn some skills to handle the pressure that we're all under. I learned meditation and yoga and breath work. All of these have been enormously beneficial, you know, when just before going on stage in front of 5,000 people, you know, to learn how to ground oneself, to learn how to change your chemistry and your biology through breath. All of these things have been really important. This sense of hope is incredibly important. And I noticed a lot with my kids during the pandemic. I have four kids and, you know, children and stepchildren, and they were on social media a lot during the pandemic. And sometimes they would just be so caught up in all the negative, you know, things that were happening and all the arguments that were happening. And I'd say, well, how is this uplifting you? How is this making you a better person and more able to cope with what's going on? So there's always this kind of fine line that we're balancing around. Being aware of what's happening out there in the world, but also protecting our own hope and optimism and energy. And like I said, it's different for each one of us. I know how to protect my hope and my energy, and I don't allow myself to spend inordinate amounts of time on social. And there's been times during the pandemic where I've had to disconnect with people who were, you know, being very negative, you know, around the pandemic. So I think it's finding what is right for you. But there are absolutely ways that we can learn resiliency and build resiliency. And I kind of wonder too, what about in an organization? How do you build resilience? How do you build, I mean, I know on a personal level how it works, but how do you build an organization that's more resilient?
Yeah, that's a great question, and it's really important. And again, I think organizations can play a role, and I actually think employees are looking for their leaders and employers to help them with that. So it comes really through understanding as an organization what are the attributes. So Bill, like you just described, what are the attributes for building resilience, and what are the attributes for our organization? Then understanding kind of the solutions and then putting them in place and really championing. So we've put in place, for example, at Sun Life, a guide to organizational resilience, which is really focused on helping organizations think about the attributes just described, but for within the workplace. There's videos we put in place, et cetera. And there's really five main steps that we're proposing to help organizations. And to your point, I think that, and we've learned that over the last 2 years, is it's not static as well, right? Mm-hmm. We can work on our resiliency, and you describe, you know, you've learned and you've added new tools and new toolkits and everything what you would do before going on stage and everything. So we think that it's a muscle that organizations can also further develop as an organization.
And you know, I say organization like it's this thing out there, a box that's the organization, right? But now when I think about it, I'm like, yeah, well, organization is the people that are part of the organization. So how do we become more resistant as an organization? We fill the organization with people who are learning to be more and more resilient. And it is something that we learn. It is something that, you know, the thing that I didn't mention, I think that's so important, and it's so important right now when there's been a level of fatigue out there around, oh my gosh, all the things that we've been dealing with. And I think people are genuinely tired. And we need to, as individuals, connect to things that bring us happiness and joy. That's actually foundational in building our resilience, is that we know how to fill our well, how to fill our cup. And part of that for me is getting outside in nature, moving my body. It fills me up. It makes me feel more energetic and more joyful. Spending time with your kids or your grandkids or the neighbor's kids, like whatever it is that makes you feel that spark of joy. And connecting to that, it is so easy to get sucked in to the negativity, to the darkness, to the sadness, whatever it is. And if we look at ourselves and our energy as something very precious, something that we want to protect. And it's also important, you know, in protecting that we have boundaries. Like part of personal resilience is having boundaries, not just with work, but in our own lives, to protect our sense of joy and happiness and hope. So that's each individual's responsibility to figure that out for themselves and to stick to those boundaries, because ultimately the person who has to respect your boundaries the most is yourself.
That's a great point. That's a great point. And I think I know time is running, and you and I could talk about this topic for probably another few hours, but I like to come back to a bit what you described in the beginning, which is, what is resilience and why do we need it more? And I came across, as part of the toolkit, I was reviewing your definition, and we described it as the ability to adapt or change when things don't go as we expect them to. And you started by saying we have to move away from believing that everything will always be perfect and always great. And I thought, well, that just that belief that we have the ability to adapt to things that will change, and that they will change, is probably I don't know what you think, but maybe a great start in building that resilience.
I think it's beautiful. We can do hard things. You know, we're meant to do hard things, and we all have within us the strength to weather the storms of life. And just knowing that, I mean, I've been in the starting gates of Olympic finals. I've had so much pressure at different times in my life, and just that knowing that I can do it, that I can get through difficult times, challenging times, to get hit by a boat and 10 weeks later still be able to get to the Olympic Games, it builds your confidence. And I think we have lived through a worldwide pandemic, and all of us can go, you know, we did that and we got through it, and it was hard, but we, you know, and that should make us feel better about our future, that, you know, hard things, of course, are going to come. It's just part of life. It's part of this beautiful, magical, and sometimes challenging thing we call life.
Thank you, Sok. And I think we have to wrap up, but thank you so much for your time. We value it, and you're so inspiring.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for all that you're doing at Sun Life to support and encourage good mental health in the workplace and in our home environments.
Thank you so much. For more information on resilience in the workplace, we invite you to visit sunlife.ca/group benefits. And in addition, we have weareunsinkable.com. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.